臨時ニュースをお伝えします。臨時ニュースをお伝えします。巨大怪獣が相模湾沖に出没し、東京方面へ向かっているものです。
Dinosaur by Changing Modes. Hope you like that song. Their sound has been called art rock. What do you think? Do you think it was art rock? Let me know. For more information, log on to changingmodes.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be speaking with Tom. He is in this 8-piece band called Cold Blood Club, all the way from New York. But guess what? They're going to be coming down to LA. We're going to talk more about that. But first, we're going to hear another song. This is Ted Z and the Wranglers. I know I played them for you a while ago, but I found this other song that I think you might like. For more information, log on to facebook.com/TedZandTheWranglers. This is Afraid of Dying.
I met a pretty little woman, she had no place to go. We made our way to Georgia, a place that I call home. Had ourselves a good life, preacher man, he said. Till the spring of 45 and trouble that it bring. I'm afraid of dying, but I'd lay down my life for you. I'm afraid of dying, but I'd lay down my life for you. For hating, the Lord knows that's the truth. Until they took my baby, hating's all I do. And I'm a wanted man, I kill all of them I can. I took the path less traveled, I hope you understand. I ask that you forgive, I know not what I did. strap this noose around my neck and grant me my last wish. I'm afraid of dying, and I lay down my life for you. I'm afraid of dying, but I'd lay down my life for you.
I'm from Cold Blood Club. I'm going to be talking with Turtle. First, you're going to listen to our track, Ladies and Gentlemen.
We'll be right back.
back on the playlist, we just heard Ladies and Gentlemen by Cold Blood Club, which you could find at coldbloodclub.com. Tom, welcome to the show.
I'm delighted to be here, Terrell. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
Are you really delighted? Let's be honest here.
I'd say, like, if this was like a pain chart, I'd be like 6 or 7 towards the light.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Are you like...
Yeah, no, it is a pleasure. It's funny. You know, from an out-of-town band, so it's great to be welcomed in Los Angeles.
Yeah, speaking of which, you guys are going to be in Los Angeles, and I'll mention this a few more times. You guys are going to be here from June 16th to what it looks like the 19th. So you're here on a Monday till Thursday. Why didn't you try coming in during the weekend?
Press release relates to a schedule of shows that we have, which take up those days, including some tapings and other things that are going on. If someone wants to invite us to a house party, can they? Yes, we'll be there on the 14th. We've got a free night to hang out after rehearsal. We're doing some recording on Sunday. Otherwise, you know, we like Korean barbecue. Somebody wants to recommend a good place. And I think we're leaving the following Saturday, actually. So Friday's another party night just to relax and hopefully regroup on a great week.
So you're telling me that if any one of my listeners or anybody that listens to this, if they want to invite you down in L.A., you guys are down. They just have to email you guys at coldbloodclub@gmail.com.
Why not? Or just like hit us up on our Facebook page. Yeah, we'll take all comers. If there's a bar mitzvah last minute, maybe we can squeeze it in.
Do you guys usually play bar mitzvahs?
No, I can't say we have yet, but, you know, a girl can dream.
Okay, let me plug your Facebook, facebook.com/coldbloodclub. You guys, I love your music. It's very dancey.
Yes, thank you.
And the thing about that is there's 8 of you guys. And what always is so intriguing to me is when a band says, hey, you know what? Because usually a lot of bands are trios and then move on up. You know, when you have these big, you know, 8-piece bands, or you even go crazy and you go like Polyphonic Spree and just go absolutely nuts, what compels you to want to just have so many people in a band?
Well, it actually was sort of, if you believe it, form following function, because initially there was only a few of us and we were doing a lot of samples to kind of bolster the sound. So, you know, if you don't have a live percussion player, then maybe the drummer's playing with a click to, you know, triggered tracks. You might, you know, that you only have a guitar player rather than a synth player and a string player, then, you know, I'm playing like half synth, half guitar, something like that. So one at a time we were like, well, screw it. We'll just actually get a synth player. There's an opportunity to bring a violin player full time on the band. You know what? It sounds way cooler if we have live percussion instead of just canned percussion. And so it almost like makes us more nimble, allows us to work on material faster. The way that the band came together then came a lot out of just saying, well, these are the parts of the songs that we want to perform, because a lot of dance music really is about polyrhythms. You know, having a bass synth over a bass guitar, having a, you know, a percussion unit over a drummer. And then, of course, we have, like, multiple vocals in front of the group, so that already sort of inflates what looks like a superficial number of 7 or 8 people. At the end of the day, though, I will say this to everybody who's been in the group had started off as a dear friend. And so we're actually, I don't mean to sound, like, arrogant or anything, but we're actually... We could really get along much better than smaller groups, most smaller groups, and a lot of bands that we know, because we're virtually family. So I never look around the room and think, oh my God, look at all these people. It never crossed my mind. It's not part of the calculus.
That's totally arrogant and completely calculus. How dare you?
Yeah. No, and you know what? If we have a party on the stage, then people are having a party. If we're dancing, you're dancing. If we look like we're a room full of fun people to have a good time with, and you know, I think people's guards get let down maybe a little.
I wonder, and you can, you know, best answer this, because you guys are so big, do you get a lot more group discounts on stuff?
Well, there are economies of scale, if you should bring that up. You know, like, it, you know, you need a big rehearsal space, sure, but, you know, you can have a nice big rehearsal space even on a small budget on a person-by-person basis if you could spread it out over, like, 7, 8, 9 people. You know?
What made you guys want to come to L.A., by the way?
Well, we've done a little bit of exploration outside of New York City, but nothing super extensive. The band isn't very old, and it kind of came together in stages, too. It wasn't like you just started an 8-piece band overnight, you know?
I thought one day you just woke up, and you're like, you know what? I know, like, 7 other people. Why not start a band? I thought I pictured it like that.
No, it actually started on my laptop in my old kitchen. Just me and Kendra, the other singer, messing around with stuff and wondering if we wanted to make sort of, you know, fun, smart pop music. But anyway, yeah, to the Los Angeles point, we wanted to get out of town again. We've been playing like the festivals in New York, you know, Northside, CMJ, and we went to 2013, we went to Austin, and then we were looking about going for South by Southwest again this year, and we thought, well, you know what? I mean, if you're a brand new band, then the exposure is great. If you're just that step past a bit brand new band and you have some material out and you have some people working on your behalf, unless you're going to Austin with, like, how do I put it? Basically the caliber of shows that we've lined up in LA where we really feel as though these are really good showcases for the group, we couldn't justify it. So then we thought, you know what? We have a new single in the works. We have one right behind it. Let's shoot and release the video for the new single. It actually just came out today, the video that is. Let's shoot and release the Michelada video. And then let's work on a forthcoming single that we can even finish recording in LA and have out as soon as we come back. So it was planning. It was wanting to get showcases outside of New York. And Los Angeles is another really logical place to go if you're not trying to go to something like a South by Southwest.
I see that some of your influences are the Flaming Lips, New Order, and Depeche Mode. I love Depeche Mode. Wanted to talk to you about what's your favorite Depeche Mode song. Do you have one?
You know what? Out of the three of those, I probably know that I know their catalog the least, but I'm a big fan nevertheless. But no, what I would say is we had a little private video release party the other night, and the DJ put on Your Own Personal Jesus, and I was just like, Jesus Christ, I haven't heard this in a couple of years, and it's one of those songs that just never gets old when that groove starts banging at your head. So I think today that's probably my favorite one.
Right, what's that bass, the down, 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 down,
down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, it's completely hypnotic, and then, you know, Reach Out and Touch Faith. You can't get a better chorus than that.
Can't. I got to see them live. That was my first ever concert, was Depeche Mode. And when I went...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
No, you know, you think it's cool, but when it's your first ever time at a concert, you don't know what to do. And so, you know...
You have no preconceptions.
Exactly. So I'm there, and all these people are doing stuff, and I'm just standing there, and people are like, why aren't you dancing? I'm like, are we supposed to be? I'm like, I thought we were supposed to be, like...
Is that allowed?
Yeah. It was so funny.
We were, like, looking for a hall pass?
Yeah. Is it like that at your shows? What do you do to welcome people that have never seen you guys or rolling heard of you guys?
Sometimes it's fun to just be like, cheeky and address it right out and be like, hey, you know, I'm a big fan of, like, hey, we're, you know, like, you know, pointing out all the things that people might be going through their heads immediately. Like, hey, you know, we're Cold Blood Club. We're from Brooklyn and we're a dance band. All right. So just so you know, everything off the bat, those are our vital signs. So you're encouraged to, you know, hopefully welcome us and know that we're in, you know, unfamiliar territory for ourselves. And also, this is supposed to be, if it's not party music in the sense of James Brown being party music, it's acceptable to take it in and be like, okay, we're supposed to move around. This is supposed to be an activity-based event affair. So, you know, and we try to, and that's what I was saying, though. Like, when you put a bunch of people up on stage and they're all, you know, playing their hearts out. We're very energetic, I like to think. And there's a lot of us. So there's this whole massive activity that I think kind of encourages people to, you know, sort of let down their guards a little.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let down everyone's guard a little bit more as we hear the song Down. And then we're going to have more from my guest, Tom, from Cold Blood Club, right here on The Playlist. Thank you.
Hey everybody, it's still Tom from Cold Blood Club. Thanks for listening to Down. Thanks for listening to all the music. And if you like what you hear, please check us out at coldbloodclub.com or on Spotify, iTunes, you name it. What's going on, Turtle?
Playlist still with me. I can't believe it is Tom. Tom, how you hanging in there?
I'm good. I'm hard to get rid of, as you can tell.
is that how you are with fans? Like, once you meet a fan, it's like you're just involved in them. You're hard to get rid of.
I don't know. I have to confess, I'm better in a situation where I know the parameters. I get a little reticent when I meet people kind of off the block. Very grateful, but it's always kind of a surreal experience. Even if you're, you know, at the club and people have just seen you, it's always something to take in. It's always a very humbling experience, in my opinion.
Right. It's, you know what? I know what you feel, because I do a live show, I do this show, I do a live show. And then when I'm done with the live show, and sometimes I get people that come in to watch it, and like right when I get off stage, it's like, okay, do I go be by myself to decompress? Do I go talk to somebody? Do I, you know? And if I talk to them, like, I don't want to sound all stupid, like, oh, so what'd you think of the show? Because it's not about me, you know. Like, I start overthinking that situation. So I know exactly what you're going through. Have you figured out a good process for yourself?
And I'm not speaking for everyone, but everybody in the band, I think it's very important for us, because it's like, you know, we come from more DIY community, art, music backgrounds. I think it's very important for us to not be wallflowers or shadowbox when we get off the stage. But I guess it's just like a stiff upper lip. Like I just, you know, you want to meet people and thank them for being there. I don't know, I think some people in the band do really, really well with it. I mean, I know just how to be an ambassador like that, but for me, there's always this sort of fear, because when you're up on stage and you can be kind of, you know, you're protected by a wall of sound, you know, and you're sort of cloaked by that invisible fourth wall. And then you get off and, you know, and you look people in the eye, and especially, you know, actually it's easier to take like insults than it is to take compliments, you know? So, but yeah, I think it's really important for us to make sure that we're, you know, that we're part of it, because that's the way we would want, we would want the events that we would attend to be like, and that's how we would want the artists that, you know, we would like to see to treat us.
Have you ever taken an insult, or maybe this is just me, but I take insults as compliments, because somebody thought about whatever I was doing for so long and had to come up with such a spiel that, like, I must have been in their mind for at least like a day or two. You know, like, I infiltrated their mind. So to me, it's like, if you insult me, it's a little bit of a compliment. It's just like, wow, thank you for caring so much, you know, about what I'm doing.
I think my favorite kinds of critiques are the ones that you can almost see coming. Like, you put a song out and you're like, oh, I know the people that don't like this kind of music are going to say this. And then when you solicit that reaction, it almost makes you feel as fulfilled as like anticipating what people might like about the song. You're like, you already did your cost benefit analysis. You're like, we're going to throw in that extra chorus, and it's going to be an even bigger version of the hook. And somebody at some kind of snide, some kind of snide fanzine or, posh internet blog is going to be like, you know, it's almost too catchy for its own good. And then you'd be like, yeah, well, that's what we saw coming.
It's like you have this like checklist that you're like, okay, they did that, they did that, they did that. Yeah. We've made
it. Sorry, we didn't meet all your criteria. Exactly. Yeah, indie rock bingo.
We just heard the song Michelada, and two questions.
Do we hear Michelada?
Yeah, that was the song that we just heard. And one.
Okay, my bad. I thought we did.
No, we played down as well, but you know we're in the middle of a double set, as I like to call it.
Oh yeah, it's a tall set. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, right. Love it. Yeah, Michelada. Let's talk it.
Yeah, wanted to know if you ever had your Jamaica spiked, and what's a good thing to spike Jamaica with?
You know what? Actually, it's crazy. You should ask the turtle. I'm really excited to give you an answer. Next time any of your listeners are in Brooklyn, New York, I recommend going to a place called Amos Al Tequila in Greenpoint, New York, because they actually do a Jamaica mimosa. It's delightful.
Whoa, I love mimosas.
Yeah.
Man, Jamaica mimosas. Okay, I'm in. I'm not the fly.
Mine, I know. I can hear it from here. Mind blown. It's like brain matter all over your phone.
It's like... It's my sound effect from Mind Blown. And the second... what beer do you prefer in a Michelada? Because I was at a bar the other day, very early in the morning, and I was so close to, because usually when you get like a Michelada, for me, it's like, okay, it either has to be a Mexican beer or a shitty beer, you know? But then I was kind of pondering like, maybe I should do a Stella. But then I was just, I didn't want to venture into that territory and wanted to see what you like.
I'm going to be a traditionalist in that sense. I don't even think I'd go with like a Caribbean beer. I think it's just strictly. I have a lot of fond memories involved, but like a few empty cases of Sol. So I'm gonna stick with the Sol.
Whoa, the Sol Cerveza.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when Sol came out because I was drinking and I was like, okay, what they did was they basically made a Corona and put lime and salt in it and packaged it together to create Sol. I was like, not a bad idea.
Did the Sol have lime and salt in it? I thought you put Sol on.
When I tasted it, it tasted like that. You know, like, that's what my palate was telling me that it was.
Okay. I like Sol. I also like that, I'm also a Dos Equis Amber fan. Mm. I don't know if the Amber would go well with the Michelada, though. I haven't done that.
I don't think it would. But you know, who knows? We might have to try it, you know, because right now we're just
right.
So...
You set the date. Yeah. You know what my free time is in Los Angeles now, so you let me know.
I know. Now we have to find a Jamaica place with tequila. And do that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a horchata and tequila? That is deadly.
No, but that also sounds delightful.
Oh my god!
I can't. That sounds divine. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna have to. Now
let's take the Thirsty Challenge together.
That'd be great. We could do. Yeah. Yeah. Let's try. I'll email you and we'll try to set a date for that. That would be a good episode for.
All right.
I have another.
I expect a corsage.
You know, I'm kind of poor.
Okay.
I'm bringing a All camera. Right. That is my corsage.
You're bringing a camera? Okay, geez. Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah, I do. I do other features that I like to call outside the shell, which is just me outside of a studio, just either doing, you know, a comedy skit or just, you know, doing just
lawn dart.
Yeah. Yeah. Something just like. Completely outside of the music realm that I do. I think it's
cool. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think it's important for me to, you know, do other things other than music, show my diversity and the things that I can do. I think it's fun. Once again, guys, they are going to be in Los Angeles, and I'm gonna post all the dates on the show notes so people can see for themselves. And actually go and touch you guys and be like, wow, you guys actually exist. Yeah. So, like I said, they're going to be.
Yeah. And they're all really exciting shows. So, you know, you can't lose if you make it any of the days.
Right. I saw that you guys are playing at the Mint. I kind of like that location just because there's the parking isn't really an issue after, you know, 8 o'clock. So it's like free parking. So I like that.
Sweet. And that's the Honeypot show. The Honeypot's a riot if any of your listeners haven't been to one of those events yet.
No. Explain to us what Honeypot is.
Well, I mean, you know, they're a music publishing group too, but they do like a just they just It's a lot of tastemakers in a room, a lot of different eclectic artists of all kinds. It's just a wonderful party that's, you know, centered around celebrating music. I can't speak enough for the last one I went to was a couple years ago at one of their best showcases that they threw here in CMJ. And they'll broadcast it they just take over a venue and basically curate the night. I can't really say much more than that. It's just an impeccably curated evening.
It's a complete hush-hush top secret thing. You guys have to be there. It's Monday, June 16th. For more information, log on to
coldbloodclub.com. Coldbloodclub.com or the Facebook page. It's all plastered all over our Facebook page, too.
Fantastic. So thanks again for tuning in and coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And what's the last song that we are going to leave with? Oh, how about this? How about Goodbye to All That? I think that's great way to end it. Any great memories of
that song? I see what you did there, Turtle. I see what you did there.
I know.
Goodbye to All That. I guess. That's clever.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. Any fun memories that you would like to share about Goodbye to All That?
Yeah, actually, if you go online and see the video in and of itself, the process of finalizing that single and shooting that video, it's probably one of the happiest experiences that I've had since the group started, which hasn't been very long, obviously. But it was just a wild thing. For any of you, go online, you know, YouTube or to one of our home pages, you know, Facebook or website. We shot that video. Obviously, the narrative arc, which is kind of loose, is just a long night in my neighborhood in New York City. We shot it all. It took three all-nighters with a camera crew of brilliant friends, Chris Merck and Ahmed Klink, and the band, just indefatigable, just like running around, and it was just a blast. And what you see on film was really just the real thing. And it was just the fondest memory. It ended up being the perfect monument to the song. I can't say enough about it. That was definitely my fondest memory of that. And the song itself is just meant to be that. It's just memories of a million late nights and, you know, Twilight to Dawn in New York City.
Very cool. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to embed that video and Michelada on the show notes, make it real easy for people.
Awesome.
Cool?
That'd be sweet. Thanks, man.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tom.
It was a real pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. And we leave you now with Goodbye to All That.
still giving up the ghost. It's just a memory of goodbye to all that. I know the pills are cheap, I know it makes you weak. Someday you'll find what's yours and give up all that.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.